So Rock Scully thought it would be really easy to get a permit for a concert by the Jefferson Airplane and the Grateful Dead in Golden Gate Park. And 24 hours before the scheduled events announced special guest Rolling Stones, he was willing to snooker the city's Parks and Rec Department. And in fact, he put his representative up to talking to the Parks Commission. And that guy actually told the Parks guys what the plan was. And they were going to rubber stamp it. It was going to be fine. They just wanted to take a vote with the full board. But the politics of the Rolling Stones stepped in, and somebody in their front office decided they could handle this better than the hippies in San Francisco, and they'd take it up directly with the mayor. That wasn't going to wash. Mayor Alioto was not going to see this happen in his park. He was very anti-hippie. The Parks Commission had a more relaxed attitude about this, but it was dead before it even got past, "Hello, how are you, Mayor?" on the telephone. So the original idea, which was a hippie whimsy, was thrown out. And now the Stones became determined to do this concert, I believe largely because they're committed to this movie and they needed a final scene for the movie. They'd only shot one show in New York, and it wasn't really going to be adequate for the kind of Woodstockian epic they had in mind.